Yes, your situation is rather unfortunate, as you are appreciating, because it's, what, 7 or 8 years now since you overstayed your visa in Hong Kong and faced justice for doing that. And as you've clearly appreciated, there are costs and penalties to pay for not complying with Hong Kong immigration law, which I think all too many people, frankly, don't take seriously. Hong Kong is a great place, and you may indeed wish to come back in the future, and as you're discovering, overstaying whilst gets you time on the ground in the immediate sense, it is in a sense kind of like, you know, mortgaging your future and your ability to be able to come back to Hong Kong. So it is very unfortunate. So anyway, look, getting really down to the heart of it, if the Immigration Department have told you there is no blacklist, then that probably is technically accurate. However, each time that you make an application for a visa, the examining officer is going to take into account all the circumstances of your application, and if they can see that you did have a history of overstaying and indeed were convicted for that, and then you departed, normally there isn't any hurry on the part of the Immigration Department to let you back in because they can't see any upside. So I'm afraid there's not much you can do about it. You're just bearing the cost and consequence of something that you have in your past, and as these things can very often do, they can come back to haunt you, and I'm afraid that's what's happening to you now. So you never know. Just keep on making your applications. One day you might get lucky. But for the moment, I would imagine that the Immigration Department are not particularly interested in having you back. Okay, I realise that's not what you hoped to hear, but essentially that's the position that you're in.